From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and this is a very special edition of Alt Latino. Guest DJ in the studio today, all four members of Chicano Batman. Guys, welcome.
Yo, what's up?
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, so since this is radio, and they can't see who's talking when, why don't you guys introduce yourselves so they can hear your voice?
My name is Carlos Arevalo, and I play guitar.
Eduardo Arenas, bajista.
I'm Gabriel Villa, the big axe and the drums on the band.
I'm Bardo Martinez, I sing.
Okay, this is totally unscripted. This is off the cuff, a la brava, whatever you want to call it. We didn't even ask you ahead of time like we normally do, like to bring in some music. We're just going to like call it from the line this time. Who is this that you brought in, Carlos?
This is Santo and Johnny, Sleepwalk. Everyone knows this song. Well, most people know this song from the first time they heard it was in the movie La Bamba.
Richie!
The whole idea is to bring in music that's influenced you guys as individuals, but also, you know, I think it's fair to say that you guys have a very distinct sound and you're attracting more and more people across, you know, all kinds of genres and cultures and everything just from your sound. It's a very distinct sound. So that's why this is like going into the DNA of your sound today, right? Because we want to be able to hear, you know, what you guys think of or what's influenced you and then how it's manifested. So who's up next? Who's got something?
This is Eduardo. Rigo Tobar, Testamento.
So we hear a lot of stuff in this, right? All right off the bat, man.
Yep. That's how we roll, man.
The band sound with the keyboard.
Y esa caballo, ritmo. Siento que ya estoy cansado, que me estoy muriendo y estoy preocupado. Hoy, abogado, quiero que me escuches, estoy acabado y es de tanto amor. Quiero que entiendas y a la vez comprendas y escribe la herencia que voy a dejar. Claro los nombres para que no exista ninguna razón de alguna confusión.
Rigo Tobar is my very first concert. My mom took me.
In Los Angeles,
in East LA. I was inside her stomach. And her and my uncles, they climbed a tree because it was at Belvedere Park. And there was nowhere to stand because it was that packed. We're talking about 1982. Rigo Tobar was at the peak, right? And so the whole pueblo came out. And maybe that's why I like it so much. He's like my tío. No, he's like my tío. He's one of the family. He has beautiful melodies. And in this song, it's like, I'm dying. I have so much love in my heart and I'm dying and I've got to make sure to write a will. So I'm going to make my will out to all these different women. Okay, and all these different women, I'm giving them a part of my riches for certain reasons. One, for having a big smile. The other one, for always being there and caring. The other one, not the other one, for being a cheater. You know, so it's like a real flip, you know, but it's funny, you know, it's funny. It's like, you know, oh, I'm dying and so much love in my heart, but I got to make sure that my peoples are taken care of, and it's a bunch of women. And in the end, he died poor and blind, and, you know, it's just another sad story.
In real life.
In real life, yeah. And, but Rigo Tobar is an iconic artist in Mexico, in Latin America. And I mean, you hear the organ, it's one of the organs we use, yeah, you know, in the music.
Con el testamento que ahora formulaste, y voy a dejarlas a todas gozando. Con el testamento que ahora formulaste.
Rigo Tovar, an alt Latino.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay, who's next? What's up?
I can have one.
Okay.
Ruben Blades, Plástico. In my country, Ruben Blades.
Where's your country?
Colombia.
Chica plástica, de esas que veo por ahí, de esas que cuando se agitan sudan Chanel number 3, que sueñan casarse con un doctor, pues él puede mantenerlas mejor. No le hablan a nadie si no es su igual, a menos que sea fulano de tal. Son lindas, delgadas, de buen vestir, de mirada esquiva y falso reír.
So even within the first like minute 15 seconds, there's like three different beats, three different rhythms.
I grew up in Colombia. I grew up in Cali, in el Valle del Cauca, and I grew up listening to this. My mom was putting this when she was cooking, when she was just at parties. If you go to a bautismo, quinceañera, lo que sea, you know, you have this kind of music playing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. This you put this song in Cali and people just stand up and start dancing.
Right.
Yeah, and I grew up listening to this song and I never thought about the lyrics. I don't know if it's because I'm a drummer and I never listened to the lyrics, but it's so, so, so rich.
Aparentando lo que no son, viviendo en un mundo de pura ilusión, diciendo a su hijo de 5 años, no juegues con niños de color extraño, ahogados en deudas para mantener su estatus social en modo cóctel. ¿Qué fallo? Era una ciudad de plástico, de esas que no quiero ver, de edificios cancerosos.
Ruben Blades is like, it's giving a message, a big message to whole Latin America, but not only Latin America. He's singing in New York, he's doing all this music with all these finest stars, like all these people. He's like really doing big things. It's a message that is beautiful. I still think about it and I still, it's so, so, so pure. You know, it means a lot to me. I listen it. Oye, Latino. Oye, hermano. Oye, amigo. He's talking to me. He's talking to all my friends. He's talking to my family. He's giving, like, really, really intense message for this society, because we live in a plastic society. We need values. We need not stop thinking about that plastic, that green, you know?
Right.
We need to think about really matter, love, you know?
Al fondo y su razón.
Se ven las caras, vaya.
Pa'lante, 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 y así seguiremos unidos y al final venceremos.
Se ven las caras, vaya, pero nunca el corazón.
Pero señoras y señores,
se ven las caras,
en medio del plástico también se ven las caras de esperanza. Se ven las caras orgullosas que trabajan por una Latinoamérica unida y por un mañana de esperanza y de libertad.
Se ven las caras
de trabajo y de sudor, de gente de carne.
anda buscando el nuevo camino. Orgullosa de su herencia y de ser latino. De una raza unida, la que Bolívar soñó. Siembra, Panamá.
Presente.
Puerto Rico.
Presente.
Man, yes, that's the salseros, the real, the
old school, man.
Old school, yeah.
Yeah. Let me throw this question out to the whole band. Like sometimes when I'm listening to music, for example, like Jackson 5, I Want You Back, right? So that came out like 68, 69. I was 10 years old, 11 years old. You know, you take it for the bubblegum that it is, right? But then over the years, as you learn more about music, especially the performing of the music, that's a 3-minute, 1-second masterpiece just in terms of how it's executed. The more I know about music, the more I look at the detail. Is that similar with you guys? Do you go back and listen to some of the stuff that you were influenced by and then hear it in a different way because you hear different things?
I mean, we talk about it all the time.
I don't stop listening. I don't stop. I'm learning every day. And that's the beauty on it. I'm still discovering the Beatles. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I'm still discovering like music from 60s, 70s. And it feels like it never stopped. And that's beauty. That's beauty right there.
There's a song called I Was Made to Love Her by Stevie Wonder. That song is another one that is like maybe 2 minutes and 40 seconds or something like that. And it's just a damn masterpiece.
That bass part, man.
You know, James Chamberlain wasn't given a lot of credit for a lot of his playing. Oh, the bass is everything on this one. This is one of his odes to the world.
You know, my papa disapproved it. My mama booed it.
We're all listening to Stevie Wonder's voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's a machine underneath him, you know, that's uplifting the whole track. I mean, just mute the bass track and it's not the same thing.
Okay, who's next? Who's got a song?
Gabo, you got a song?
No, go ahead.
Let's do Ohio Players' Funky Worm.
Oh, gosh. She's here, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you very much. Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little late, so come right this way. Let's go right in, okay?
What? Say it now.
Yes.
Say it now. Yes. Me and the Ohio Players gonna tell you about a worm. He's the funkiest worm in the world. Okay, say it, fellas.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
6 feet tall.
6 feet.
It's almost like
that synthesizer is too crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
His feel. He knows, he has an insight into the world. You know what I'm saying? Using that instrument. It's that sample. Is that sample? Is the sample culture, you know?
It's like the birth for of, us, that's the birth of West Coast hip-hop.
That's it.
Right there.
You know, and for us, I mean, we grew up in the 90s. I grew up in L.A. in the 90s, so that's gangster rap. That's Ain't No Future in Your Front, you know? That's a soundtrack
DJ
to
Briggs.
Our, that's a Latino rap, you know, hip-hop type of thing. So there's a connection, direct connection between us and this song.
So you guys are playing all my stuff, man. All my music. Wow, player.
now you know why you were drawn to it.
That's right. Well, you know, we joke about it, but there really is no, there's no question.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what attracted me when I heard that, when that guy slipped me that CD, that your first CD. You guys were speaking my language. You know, you were speaking not just my language, but like an entire generation, right? You guys just, you synthesized all of this stuff that we're playing today and whatever else you got, you know, into a sound. You can't really put your finger and say, like, it sounds just like this and this. It sounds like all of this stuff. And, you know, this song right here is another example.
Do we get paid for this?
Yes.
I want to know.
Yes, of course.
We do? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You're welcome.
Who's got a song next? Bardo, what's
Caetano
up?
Caetano Veloso, Tropicalia.
Quando Pero Vaz Caminha descobriu que as terras brasileiras eram férteis e verdejantes, escreveu uma carta ao rei. Tudo que nela se planta, tudo cresce e floresce. E o Gauss na época gravou.
Sobre a cabeça os aviões, sob os meus pés os caminhões, aponta contra os chapadões meu nariz. Eu organizo o movimento, eu oriento o carnaval, eu inauguro o monumento no Planalto Central do país. Viva a bossa!
That guy's basically describing the birth of Brazil right there. That's the whole point of the song, really. Explaining Brazil as, like, where it came from. The whole song is references to carnival, to music, to people, to Africa, to colonialism, everything. The whole song is really an attempt to describe, like, the roots of the whole place and the existence of the people, you know. When I realized that was a whole, like, the context of the songs, as I started to learn the meaning of what every verse stood for, I was like, this song is incredible. The song is a thesis. The song is a book. The song is a film. Various films, you know? And so it's just like using music as a medium to say it all. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then he's using music as a tool. Like all these, these are my tools to construct this thesis, this book, you know? It's like, I'm gonna use music as my palette to paint, you know what I mean? And it's such an amazing painting, you know?
Viva Maria, ia, ia, viva Bahia, ia, 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 ia. Viva Maria, ia, ia, viva Bahia, ia, 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 ia. No pulso esquerdo, bang, bang, em suas veias corre muito pouco sangue, mas seu coração balança um samba de tamborim. Emite acordes dissonantes pelos 5.000 alto-falantes, senhoras e senhores, ele põe os olhos grandes sobre mim. Vive Iracema, mamá, vive Ipanema, mamá, mamá. Vive Iracema, mamá, vive Ipanema, mamá, mamá. Domingo é o fino da bossa, segunda-feira está na fossa, terça-feira vai à roça, porém o monumento é bem. Não disse nada do modelo do meu terno. Que tudo mais vá pro inferno, meu bem. Que tudo mais vá pro inferno, meu bem. Viva a banda, da da, Carmen Miranda, da 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 da. Viva a banda, da da, Carmen Miranda, da 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 da. Viva a banda, da da, Carmen Miranda, da 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 da.
Okay, so let me ask you guys before we go, and again, thank you guys all for coming in. We're at the studio with the members of Chicano Batman. Okay, so if you had a time machine, right, and you could go back to like any point in time, in the timeline of music, where would you go?
1972.
Why is that?
That's when it was getting refined. I mean, look at any, get, if you get an album, any album from 1972, match it up against another one, matching up against another one, and then another one. And you'll start seeing there's like a common thread, a common message, the production value, just the arrangement. It's not so wild like the 60s, you know, it's not so digitized like the mid-70s or late 70s. I think the messages are focused. Everything is just sounding tighter. There's just a common thread. I think Vietnam is still in full-fledged, you know, and there's just a lot of people are saying a lot of things, you know, and but also they're playing it, you know, they're saying it with their body, they're playing with their instruments. And I just think that for me, all over the world, any album I pick up from 1972 is the best album. I mean, I've been on this kick for like 12 years now.
Really?
1972 is my year. That's me personally.
I would go to like, say, 1667 to Cartagena, Colombia, and I would just want to experience a rueda de cumbia, like una rueda de cumbia, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, when you have, you know, slaves, Africans, escaped African slaves, and you know, native indigenous folks connecting and just having a parranda right there, and just everybody getting down like real old school.
Anybody else?
I'll go to, I don't know what year, like, reggaeton start playing, like, getting big, but just go to that year and just start hugging everyone that's playing reggaeton so they cannot keep playing reggaeton. It's like, hey, man, just let's start doing something different. Let me give you a hug.
You're trying to stop it?
trying to stop the birth. You can't stop reggaeton, bro.
I can hug him, man.
I would go to 1976, 77 New York CBGBs. I'm a huge fan of the band Television and Richard Hell and the Voidoids. It'd be pretty cool to see them refining their songwriting and their sound, you know, before the scene became something that got a lot of attention to help all those groups get signed. That would be a pretty cool moment in history to check out.
You know, it's a big year that's overlooked is year 2000, you know, with Hoobastank and Creed and Papa Roach. You know, just check that out too, people.
In Sync.
Yeah,
Three Doors Down.
I'll tie those fools down, like, I'll find some rope.
You know, Three Doors Down just played the Trump inauguration, you know, the real deal right there.
If it wasn't for reggaeton, probably like half of my cousins wouldn't have been born. So I,
it's messed up.
Yeah, I need reggaeton.
Okay, round robin. We'll go back to you, Carlos. What do you got? So this is the song we're going to use to end the show with.
This song is called Machine Gun by Jimi Hendrix, Band of Gypsies.
You know, you picked like one of my all-time favorite tracks, like ever, of anything.
I hear a lot of pain, frustration, beauty, all at the same time, within the same bar sometime. It's such a crazy statement because you have Jimmy and Billy Cox were both in the Army. You know, they met in the Army. So you have these two
the bass player,
these two former soldiers, and they're in an all-black rock and roll band creating one of the most epic protest songs against the war in Vietnam while it's raging on, you know.
Rushing on.
for me, this is like the greatest guitar solo of all time.
Yeah. As a guitar player, you know, we get like a 12-bar solo here and there, and you're like, okay, like, I'm going to try really hard not to repeat myself and be thematic. Imagine doing that over the same chord progression for about 8 minutes. And he doesn't repeat himself. He takes you from point A to point B and a bunch of places in between, and it just never gets dull.
Thank you so much, man.
It's been a conversation to be had for a few years, Felix.
Yeah,
thanks,
man,
for having us here finally.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Felix.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, yeah. Again, the members of Chicano Batman, they're out on tour. They're tirelessly crisscrossing the nation, playing at a place near you soon, I'm sure. Brand new album. What's the name of the record, guys?
Freedom is Free.
We want to remind you, I'm going to have all the songs that they play today on our website. You can find us at npr.org/altlatino. You can always reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. Drop us a line and let us know what you think about their song selections today, and if you would add anything. Also want to remind you to please check out NPR One, where you can hear the best of your local NPR station, as well as any of the great podcasts that NPR produces, including Alt Latino. So please check that out. Again, this has been Alt Latino. My name is Felix Contreras. We've been here with the members of Chicano Batman. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.